Chapter 5. Tips and Extras. 5.1. Thunder Settings. Improving how it sounds. Synthesized speech is not as pleasant to listen to as the human voice, but there are ways of improving the experience. Also, different settings can be used for different tasks. Listening to numbers, for instance, is very different from listening to a novel. To experiment with what suits you best, try the following. If you're already in a program such as Microsoft Word, press Alt/ to take you to Thunder Settings. If you're at the desktop, hold down Alt, press Tab, keep pressing the Tab key till you hear the word Thunder, then release Alt and press Tab until you hear Settings. Press Enter. On the screen there is a series of settings that can easily be changed to make Thunder speak as you'd like it. Press the Tab key to move through the choices. At each choice, you can press the arrow key to choose the options. The first choice offers you the voices which are on your computer. This may be just one voice or several. Try arrowing up and down through the list and press Enter on the one you like the best. If you still don't like the voices, screenreader.net sells a range of high-quality voices. Telephone 01733 234441 or email sales@screenreader.co.uk. To explore other settings, keep pressing Tab. Speed 5 is the next setting. If you'd like Thunder to speak faster, press the down arrow key. If slower, press the up arrow. Volume is the next tab. Press and you'll hear volume 100 or another number. 100 is the loudest. Arrow up for quieter, down for louder. Tab once more to hear test and press enter to check out the settings you've just altered. Echo characters is next. When this is checked, Thunder will speak letters as you type them. If you don't want this, press spacebar to uncheck and you won't hear letters as you type. Tab to echo words. If this is checked, Thunder will speak words as you type. The word will be spoken when you press the spacebar at the end of each word. If you don't want this, press the spacebar to uncheck. The next three options you get to by pressing Tab let you choose whether various keys speak their names when you press them. Space, Enter, Home and End. Beep for capitals comes next. This is really useful when it's checked, as you'll hear a beep or click whenever you type a capital letter. Speak shortcut keys. This could be very useful to start with. When you're exploring menus, you'll be told what the shortcut keys are. For instance, if you're exploring the file menu with the down arrow, you'll hear that Control O opens a file, Control P prints, and so on. The spell numbers choice gives you the chance to hear numbers spoken like phone numbers, such as 137, or as words, such as 137. Use music checked is next. You'll hear beeps as you move the arrow keys. The pitch goes up as you move up the screen, and also as you hold down the control key and keep pressing the right arrow to move to the right. This help builds up a mental picture of the screen layout. Novice mode is next. When this is checked, Thunder speaks absolutely everything, so you're always reminded what to do next, but you'll only need this for a few days. Punctuation. You can choose the amount of punctuation that Thunder speaks. some, all or none. All punctuation is a great nuisance if you're listening to a novel, but it's very helpful if you're proofreading. You can also change punctuation at any time with numeric keypad 1. To save all your changes, press Tab to Save Configuration and press Enter.